So how do we actually help your wealth holder clients discover what their values are? You could ask them, it's like, what are your values? And the challenge is they'll answer. And the answer is actually fairly typical. If you test this, it's kind of entertaining. But ask people what their values are. And their values are honesty, integrity, community, hard work, and family. And why are they those values? Well, because those are social values. Those are the values that we're raised with. Those are values that are respected in society. And so honesty, integrity, community, hard work, and family are fantastic, beautiful, not harassing those values at all. But it doesn't necessarily tie to their lived values, the values that are actually driving their day-to-day decisions. And so we want to get at those values. So how do we do it? So what we do is we take the legacy values card system, which is a deck of cards that has a series of values with simple explanations on it, including a few blank cards in it as well. And you're going to provide those to the wealth holder. You're going to provide those to your clients and allow them to sift through those cards and look through those cards. And you're going to ask them to pick out 15. Now, they may actually have all the values in the deck and then some. But what you're looking for, what are the values that show up the most in your life? Which are the top ones? Not better than the others, but you simply tend to interact with them more often than the others. And have them identify 15 of the key values. Once they've got those and they're there in front of them and you put the others to the side, then have them narrow that down. Say, okay, so of those 15, which are the 10 that that you deal with more often, that that might cause you to get frustrated more often when you see it in other people's behaviors? Which are the ones that carry a little bit more weight than the other? And so narrow it down to 10, if you can. They may say, oh, no, I can't do 10. It's 11 for sure. It's 12. It's like, fine. It's okay. It's an approximate. But go for 10. Once you've got to the 10, now push them a little bit. Say, okay, of those 10, which are the 5 that if you didn't have these 5 in your life, it's not you anymore. Like, this isn't you. So which are the ones that absolutely have to be there in your life? And have them narrow it down to those 5. And again, they may push for 6 or 7. That's okay. It's just going to take you a little bit longer. But what you're after are, what are the things that they won't give up? So look for those 5. Once you've got it narrowed down to the 5, now we want to make sure that those are real. And we want to pressure test it a little bit. And so for each of them, ask them for an example about how does this one show up in your life? And so let's say they value sports. I value sports. It's like, okay, good. So sports, where does that show up in your life? It's like, well, you know, it's something I think about a lot. All right, thinking about it is good. Do you play any sports? No. Do people you're close to play sports? No, not really. Do you watch sports? No. Do you have a favorite team of some kind? No, but I just think that sports is really good. Well, if that's the case, you're going to want to park that one to the side and say, okay, so I get that sports are really good, and let's keep that there. But you're looking for things that are actually in their lives, that are lived values, okay? If someone's into sports, like, I play sports, everybody around me plays sports, I like watching sports, in my spare time I do sports, I read about sports, I got books on sports, let me tell you a statistic, here's my 3 favorite teams in this, but I think about changing here, oh, I'd never change because I'm a sports fan. It's like, so you're going to know it when somebody values a thing. So you're going to ask about it and get it down to those, to 5 or 6, where you've been able to pressure test it and see that they have examples of them in their lives. Once you've got there, then we can take it to the next level.